This audio aims to analyze the influence of human activity on the topsoil orithons, the process of clay alluvation, and the resulting orithons, E, BT, and CK orithons. Pause the audio, stand in front of monoliths 11 and 22, and restart it once you are in place. Great factors are involved in soil formation. Climate, relief, parent rock, organism, and time. The Mediterranean climate gives rise to very specific soils known as Mediterranean red soils. In the WRB classification, they belong to the Lubisols group. Two examples of this soil type can be seen in monoliths 11 and 22. The formation process of both includes repeated stages of clay alluviation and illuviation. The alluvial orithon is called E-orithon, while the illuvial orithon is called as BT-orithon. Monolith 11 is a soil located in an area that has been cultivated for a long time, thus showing significant human activity, while monolith 22 is located in a natural environment. The different land use leads to important morphological changes in the profiles. In monolith 22, as it has not been cultivated, the AH and the E orithon are preserved on the topsoil. In the AH orithon, there is an accumulation of organic matter that makes darker the orithon and develops a subangular block structure. There is an E orithon about 10 cm thick below, lighter in color and with minimal structure. However, in monolith 11, agricultural activity favors the erosive process, causing the destruction of the topsoil orithons. The dark color, characteristic of the uncultivated AH orithon, no longer appears in the surface orithon, and the structure is destroyed. The E orithon, with its poorly developed structure, also disappears, as it is very sensitive to erosion. Only an A orithon without the lowercase h remains. Pause the audio and restart it once you have observed this. The process of formation of these soils involves the suspended transport of clay particles from the upper orithons to the underlying alluviation orithons, called BT orithons. In the clay distribution graph in the infographic of monolith 11, the sharp increase in clay content at the level of the BT orithon can be seen. Clay plays an important role in the soil structure in the orithons. Thus, monolith 11 shows a block structure in its BT orithon, while monolith 22 has a prismatic structure in the BT orithon. Field identification of BT orithons is based on increased clay content, structure development, the presence of clay cutans, and the intense red color that indicates significant chemical alteration with iron release during warm and humid periods, and a strong oxidation with redding during dry periods. Pause the audio and restart it when you have observed this. For the suspended transport of clay, the cementing agents must first disappear. In calcareous soils, calcium acts as a bridging cation that binds the clay particles together and prevents their mobilization. Therefore, in these soils, it is common to find a calcium carbonate accumulation orithon underlying the BT orithon. In monolith 11, white concretion called calcium carbonate nodules can be observed in the calcium carbonate accumulation orithon. This is the most common form of carbonate precipitation, which can also form coatings or cutans, mycelia, etc. The calcium carbonate accumulation orithon is assigned with the suffix letter K. This audio is over. Continue to the next audio.